Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God.
So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 11th. Wow, I can't believe we're on the 11th already. Seems like we just celebrated the 4th. Tuesday, July the 11th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God and the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump right in. We want to talk about the metaphysics of honor. It's interesting, man, that a lot of these character attributes, I had no idea that they tie into your money and your ability to be successful in life. Like, when I read the scripture in the Bible that says ruthless men retain wealth, and I thought about that word ruthless, and I was like, man, so bad people got all the money. And when I look around in society, I under, over, and understand that that is kind of, sort of, true. And then I got, as I know now, and everybody that's part of the Blood God series, you realize that there's a certain blood type that is given or promoted. And we talked about it last night. It's the O pos, the O positives. And so the O positives just have a, all they got to do is just get out of their own way. Basically, if you're O positive and if you just go along with the system, money just going to follow you around like a bad habit. Because when we understand about, when you get to understanding about honor and what that means, or integrity, or when you start talking about honesty, like, we all got different definitions of what the term means, and we all have a basic understanding. The word ruthless has to do with showing no compassion. It has to do with basically being the opposite of me. That's why financial, like I'm talking about big money, has always been very difficult for me, because it's very difficult for me to make those concrete decisions. Money is the result of being able to make decisions quickly and effectively. Being able to, again, if you are a CEO and your best friend is stealing money from the company, your lifelong buddy, if you do not have the capacity, if you're like me and he's your best friend, you're going to try to, you know, get him a good service package. You may even try to go to the board and try to see if there's a way you can put him in another department. You really don't want to cut, maim, kill, mutilate. These are all the terms of the word diligent. The hand of the diligent makes one rich. And when we talk about ruthlessness, we're talking about the ability to do and to be diligent. Rich people are diligent. Poor people are not. Poor people do not have the capacity. Poor people, again, are dishonest. And I didn't think, and I never thought of myself as being a dishonest man, because I am very compassionate. And so because I'm compassionate and because I care, my caring has made me dishonest, because I care so much that I'm thinking I'm actually doing people a favor when actually I'm doing them a disservice. See, honesty really is the best policy. I was never taught the metaphysics of honor. Nobody never broke down for me what I'm going to break down for you. I did not understand what I learned from my wife. My wife told me, and she gave me the power of no. When I first met, and out of everything that I've learned from my marriage, is I learned how to say no. Now I thought that I was going to hurt people by being honest with people, because nobody wants to know you're getting fired, but they already know they should be fired. See, I never knew that people already know they should be punished. And when you don't punish them, they're like, damn, shit, I got over. And so they're like skipping and they're jumping and they're happy, because everybody already knows that they should be fired, that they shouldn't get promoted, or that they should, whatever calamity is coming their way, it's not because they didn't order it. And so what I dishonesty is postponing somebody's order. And so I've been going through life getting in the way of God, trying to help God. Now, you got to understand the craziness of this disposition, because see, out of dishonesty, we are able to move into honesty. Out of darkness, we're able to move into the marvelous light. See, darkness is the dark side of honesty. I didn't know that. I really didn't understand the power of honesty, because I thought caring was the best policy. And so I would tell people what they wanted to hear in order for them to feel a good feeling. Because, see, my job in life is I want to make everybody feel good. I want everybody to be happy. You know, I grew up in an environment where, you know, hey, I feel like trash every day. I know what it feels like. So I thought I was doing people a service by being, again, dishonest, because I didn't see it as being dishonest. I just saw it as telling people something to encourage them. I never really looked at it as an abuse of power. You see, all power is abused. That's how we learn. See, most people, well, I can't say for more. Let me talk for myself. See, I came to believe that being dishonest, being covert, being sneaky, being manipulative was normal. I grew up thinking that everybody is like me. Now I realize that that's not true. I realize that I'm the only fool, and I was the only fool oscillating and vibrating in this particular dark side. And so this is the dark side of being a six. This is the dark side of giftedness. This is the dark side. So the dark side of honesty is a six. Now, everybody that's a six, everybody that's, again, a 33, you already know what I'm saying. Because remember, as a six, you have an embedded quality that is being demonized by you. And so if you don't get a grip on this, you go through life thinking that you are actually helping people when you're actually hurting people. See, when we really, really examine this, most people live their life and they never talk about the elephant in the room. So there is a power. This power that we all has comes from, you know, we think that it comes from our physical strength or our financial wherewithal or, you know, our muscles or the fact that, you know, hey, we have a certain status or a certain position in life. But really, your power does not come from, you know, your sensuality or your sexuality or the lack thereof or the color of your skin or, you know, your hair. That's not where your power comes from. Your power actually comes from your ability to be transparent, your ability to be authentic, your ability to be real. Your power comes from your ability to implode, to go in, explode, and go out. See, most people, again, and I can only speak from my limited experience, but as I do counseling and one-on-ones and as I grow, instead of just go through stuff, now I grow through stuff. Everything that happens to me is under the microscope. Every day, I sit back and I analyze the previous day. But the first thing that I did, and I want to give everybody this secret, and I recommend that you do this. If you've never done this, I highly recommend you do this. This will transform your life. I recommend that you go back and change your past. Everything that happened negative to you in the past, I recommend that you go back and regene it. Now, you should be saying to yourself, Doc, what the hell? What do you mean, brother? So what I did was my past was whooping my ass. Every day my past was kicking me in the ass. I couldn't get past it because I was a bad guy. So I hated myself. I had this self-hate. Now, remember we talked about yesterday that you cannot move forward. Now, you can try it, but I guarantee it's not going to work. That's probably why many of you are pigeonholed. Now, remember, the universe says this. The universe. Now, brothers, sisters, this is important. We talked about it yesterday. If you believe you deserve it, the universe will serve it. So I'm walking around, I got self-hate. I hate myself because. So I don't deserve it in my brain. So the universe can't serve it. But yet, I'm over here crying. I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm asking God, where's my money? I want to be wealthy, I want to be healthy, I want to be wise, I want to be in a great relationship, but I don't deserve it. I'm kicking myself up and saying, I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve to be loved. I didn't think I was lovable. I've done so much bad things that I've been sabotaging every relationship I've been in. I just sabotage it. I just wake up automatically, just do shitness, and then I look back, why did I do that? Shit, I don't know. I didn't wake up, it's just I'm on autopilot. I'm on autopilot of self-destruction. So I had to go back and find out, why am I sabotaging all of my relationships? Why am I sabotaging every job I get on? Why am I sabotaging everything that I'm teaching in the Blood God series I've known for 20 years, yet I was scared, self-hate? I should be a multi-now. Now, this is the God's honest truth. Every millionaire that goes to my website and read my stuff and look at my program and my packages, they're like, dude, you need to scale this. That's the only reason you're not. You should be a millionaire. Every millionaire that I've talked to, who I personally coached, who've seen my stuff, who brought and said, you should be like up there with all of the Tony Robbins and the Les Browns of the world, yet you're hidden in obscurity because you can't see your own worth and your own value. Everybody else can see your worth and your value, but you can't see it. That's the dark side of dishonesty. See, I never knew that if I'm dishonest with you, that means I'm dishonest with myself. See, I thought I was getting over. And now, my intentions were not to get over. Now, let me show you how the devil works. This is how smooth he is. I thought I was helping people while hurting them. Now, you're doing the same thing. You choking the life out of somebody, but in your brain, you're saving their life. You honestly believe that you're an asset and you're a liability. You honestly believe. You like me, we all going through life and we believe we have confused ourselves. We've lied to ourselves so much that we believe our own hype, and then we go out and we lie to other people. That's dishonesty. See, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we all have been called out of dishonesty into honesty. So why aren't we honest? Well, you cannot be honest when you believe you are dishonest. Now, remember what we talked about yesterday. If you don't deserve it, the universe will not serve it. So in your brain, you don't deserve it, because in your brain, like me, you've done some bad things. Since you did bad things, you have to go back and do a life overview. You see, when you go through life and you've done some things, you have to rewrite your history. You have to go back and you have to look at your mistakes as lessons. You have to understand that the chi, or that the prana inside of you, is incapable of doing bad shizness. Now, Romans chapter 8 that I have in my book, You Are Too Human, like every time I do shows like this, or every time, you know, my back is up against the wall, I go back and I read Romans where it says, with my mind, I serve God, with my body, I serve the devil. And I go back and I read Romans where it says that the life, again, my spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It says that the spirit wars against the flesh wars against the spirit. The two are contrary to one another. And then by the grace and mercy of God, I finally wrapped my brain around and I've accepted my calling, and I'm doing the Blood God series. And now I've learned my lesson. I've transmuted my past, because I understand now that my blood has already predestined me. The crystals in my blood amplify or send out a certain message. And that message now I have to put my blood underneath his blood. Underneath the blood. That's why the blood covers. Now, there's a higher covenant that we're going to talk about in the next series, but we got to start with the blood covenant first, because that's what the Bible starts with. That's what all of the songs in these old churches always talk about, you know, the blood of Christ. That's why they still do communion, because they understand that there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. And they sing these songs that talks about the power in the blood, because the blood speaks. But there is the past. And this past, again, without you understanding what I've understood, that when we were younger, and I say younger, yesterday, the past could be yesterday, and that was a mistake done, you have to go back and metaphysically take responsibility for that mistake. You have to go back and see how your energy was used against you negatively to hurt, to harm, or defraud somebody. You got to go back and you have to own it. Now, the problem with the past is that certain things happen to you, and if you don't go back and do what I call your spiritual house, you're going to wait. Somebody did you wrong. You're waiting for them to apologize to you. And if they don't apologize, you can't heal. Let's say that, like in my case, the person that did me wrong, they're dead. They passed away. So I'm still waiting for the dead person to come back and apologize for hitting me on the back with a metal pipe when I was 8. Well, that ain't going to happen. So that means I got to figure out, how do I, again, take the sting out of that? And what was the lesson? What did I learn from all of those negative experiences? See, you have to go back and you got to look at the dark side, and you got to agree to let it come up. Now, this is what I did. Now, it's real easy. All you got to do is just think about a negative event. Emotions are going to come up. So the more emotions that come up with a negative event or the dark side of your giftedness, that means the more that you haven't dealt with it. Now, right now, I can talk about the death of my mother. It doesn't bother me. I can talk about the fact that my father, my biological father, has never put his arms around me and said, son, I love you. I can talk about it. It doesn't bother me. I can talk about how many times, I abuse my own children. I can talk about it. It doesn't bother me. I can talk about, again, all of the jobs. It doesn't bother me. I can talk about all the mistakes. I can talk about everything that I've done wrong, and it doesn't bother me. It used to bother me when I would talk about it. A lot of emotion would come up. So when you talk, if you cannot talk about a past event that happened to you negatively without emotion coming up, and again, tears coming to your eyes, that simply means you need to go back and examine that event, because the lesson has not been learned. It's nothing negative. It's a good thing. That event happened because God doesn't just want you to go through it. God wants you to grow through it. So God is waiting for you to grow. He's not going to take that entity out of it. Remember, emotions are an entity in motion. So that entity is not going to leave you until it educates you. And it is through this teaching, this is how we grow. So you cannot be honest until you understand how painful it is when you are dishonest. When you see the pain on other people's face because of a lie you told or something that you've done that was dishonest, that makes you not want to see that anymore. So when you go back and you reminisce and you think about how you hurt people by trying to care or trying to save or trying to do something, you actually cause more harm than good. So that, again, makes you, that encourages you, that motivates you to live your life in a way that is honest. You see, the impact of our actions not only affect us, but it also affects the people around us. And so we have to go and we have to learn from our past, because our cash is in the past. So your past, it will continue to kick your ass until you monetize your past by going back and getting your cash. So your cash is in your past. So I cannot grow until I go back and I monetize my past. And I've come to now realize that we all have darkness inside of us. So you don't have to feel guilty. You don't got to feel ashamed. You ain't got to feel obligated. Sure, we all have done bad things. Sure, you need to own what you've done. Sure, you need to, again, understand what the Bible talks about when it talks about a contrite spirit. God could renew a right spirit. It means contrite, removal. That means a remorseful. Sure, we need to do that. There's a big difference between condemnation and conviction. We need to make sure that nobody condemns. Condemnation. There's If you've done something bad and you have condemnation, that means that you've condemned your nation, which is all of the cells inside of your body that make up you. You are an entire nation. That's why the Bible says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a nation. Your body is made up of a bunch of little city states. Excuse me. You call those city states blood cells. It's made up of a bunch of countries you call organs. So you are the CEO. You are the chief executive officer. You are the little G of you incorporated. And your liver takes orders from you. Your spleen, your spine, your every organ inside of your body is like a little country. So you, my brother, you, my sister, have control. So if I can bring condemnation on you, I've just damned you to regulated you to a place where you feel bad. Now remember, if we don't deserve it, the universe will not serve it. If you believe you deserve it, the universe will serve it. So there is a belief that you have that because of your past, because of the things that you've done, you got to realize, again, go back into the past and realize that that was a lesson and go back and find out, okay, what am I supposed to learn? This happened in me for life. This happened to me because I'm supposed to be paying attention. This happened to me because I was walking around all willy-nilly with my head stuck up my butt. This happened to me because I need to take, again, my accountability. Everything happens in your life for a reason, and it's in your life for a season. So owning it is accepting that you inflicted the pain on others, and you have to see how it must have felt for them, as though it was inflicted upon you. Let me say that again. Everybody has to go back and actually feel the impact of your actions that you had upon other people. You got to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. That is the law of the embedded path of the empath. And so when you put yourself in somebody else's shoes and you see how you're, again, Brother Will, how because you care so much that you're going to lie to me and you're not going to tell me the truth. So put yourself in my shoes, and how does it feel if I lied to you, calling myself protecting you? Doesn't feel good. So now I'm able to sense and able to feel. Now I own it. Because I understand the pain of it. I see how it felt, and I see how it feels. So, again, I put myself in somebody else's shoes, and I ask myself, what is it like to be married to me? Yeah, I would not want to be married to me. Then I ask myself, what is it like to be a friend of me? I would not want to be my friend. Then I ask myself, what is it like to be a student of me? I say some sarcastic stuff during my shows. I say some things that I shouldn't say that makes people feel. And I shouldn't do that. So I'm apologizing to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice if I've ever said anything to make you feel something that I wouldn't want to feel. Now, I talked about no more Mr. Nice Guy. And my spirit immediately checked me and said, be careful. Because you are embedded to be a nice guy. There's somebody else that's supposed to be a hard ass, not you. Not your job. I'm not blunt. That's not my job to be blunt. I talk in circles. Now, my wife, she's blunt. She'll tell you straight to your face. She'll look you in your eye and she'll tell you how she feels about you. Me? I'm going to talk in circles. I'm going to say a five-minute conversation, and it's going to take me an hour. Now, my wife will take a five-minute conversation. She'll break it down in three words and direct. She's wired that way by God. I'm not. So for me to say that tells God, you made a mistake by making me an empath. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. I'm not sitting up here saying that I'm gonna continue to be Mr. Nice Guy. Hell no, because that's what get my black ass in trouble, because now I'm trying to play God. So I can't tell you the truth, which is, hey, if we got a one-on-one at 8 o'clock, your ass need to call me at 8 o'clock. If you call me at 8:05, at 8:10, and 8:15, you're late. Now, if you really look at the contract, I should be charging you. If you got a one-on-one and you don't even freaking call me to reschedule it, now, according to the contract, that's $50. I've never enforced that. Now, I should, because, again, that's not being, that has nothing to do. That is the law that you agreed to. Me and you got a contract. You cannot go nowhere else and break a contract. If you sign a contract to be, if you're a professional basketball player and they're going to pay you millions of dollars to go to a game, you can't just show up to a game late. You can't come to every game 10 minutes late. You cannot just, that you scheduled to be in Houston playing the Rockets and you just don't show up because, you know, hey, you at the park. So that is integrity. Now, we're talking about honor, but honor and integrity equals abundance. I didn't know that. So abundance, prosperity, peace, money is the result of honor and integrity. So God got my attention. Now, remember, I'm learning. And as I'm learning, I'm sharing information with you. Because I'm asking, why is my income going up and down? And I'm asking myself, because all the wealthy people are asking me, hey, dog, you should be Bill Gates money. Well, maybe not Bill Gates, but yeah, you should be making some damn good money, dude. Dude, you got 50. Your stuff is good. You changing lives. Everybody that gets a Dale Carnegie report loves it. Everybody that reads my book, man, my abundant life, my 30 steps in 30 days. You know, I got series that got a year's worth of information, and I sell it for $49. I'm doing a special today. So, hey, anybody want to pick up the Abundant Life series? Total of 8 books, print books, and then audio shows. I forgot how much information is in there. Normally sells for $199. I got it posted on Facebook for $49 today. So that way you learn how to live an abundant life. Now, just that one course, and I got 50 other ones just like that, audio. Then I got 50 plus print stuff. Most people only got one product. I got 50. There's no way in hell I should have a money problem. The only reason I got a money problem is because I got a Willy problem. The problem is with me. So what's the problem with me? Remember, if you don't deserve it, the universe will not serve it. My brain somewhere, I've done something to somebody and I feel guilty. I feel obligated. I'm not free to express, expose, and expand myself. I'm all tied up in knots on the inside. So until I go back and untie those internal knots, take ownership of the people that I've disrespected, forgive myself, and if they're still around, ask them to forgive me, my money is tied up in knots. There's a lot of people that y'all listening to me, your health, your wealth, your wisdom, like mine, is tied up in your past. And it's kicking your ass. So you got to go back and you got to take care of it in order for you to get your cash, because your cash is in your past. See, we all have darkness inside of us. So you ain't got to feel bad. The scriptures said, let the wheat and the tares grow up together. God knows if it doesn't bother him, why is it bothering you? So what are we supposed to do, Brother Will? See, we got to understand this. You cannot get the light without first experiencing the night. You cannot go into the light without experiencing the night. You cannot sit on the mountain without first going through the valley. See, we don't want, I didn't want, I'm trying to, now remember, I'm lying to people so that way they don't have to experience the night. So that way they ain't going to go through the valley. So in essence, I'm acting like God. So I'm going to come to you and I'm going to lie to you because, again, I know that you're supposed to experience this. I don't want you to experience because I experienced it and it was painful. It's not my job. So it's the God complex in reverse. That's the dark side of being a 6 and being a 9, because a 9 is an upside down 6. So my job is to be honest with you and tell you, hey, You stole something, so somebody's going to probably steal it from you. My job is not to be blunt. My job is to be authentic. My job is to be direct. My job is to be truthful. My job is to be honest. I don't care how bad it is, what the truth is. The job is to speak it and to be honest and to be authentic. That's my job. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, we have to be able to understand that it takes a negative to produce a positive. Nothing wrong with that. But I don't want to see, especially our kids. We all want to protect our little kids from going through something. And so mothers, hear me, mothers. All you mothers out there, especially got your little Johnny, your little Mojito. You don't want little Johnny to experience no pain? Well, unfortunately, little Johnny can't experience no gain. If little Johnny does not experience pain, little Johnny cannot experience gain. Now, let me say that again. If Johnny or Susie doesn't go through pain, they cannot experience gain. Because the level of the pain determines the height of their gain. Let me say that again. See, this is why I know I'm going to be a millionaire. I know I'm already a millionaire. Why? Because of the depth of my pain. You see, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, that pendulum also swings to the right. So you can tell how much cash you're going to have by looking at how much pain, how much test, how much adversity that you've been through. Now, let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because you have to make sure that you stop trying to avoid life's lessons. It's okay. Because this is light. This is energy. You got to grow through it. Just don't go through it. Go, when you're going through adversity, take out your pen and paper and ask yourself, why did this happen to you? Anytime something bad happens to you, don't blame the person. Sit down, take out pen and paper, and ask the universe, what am I supposed to learn? Every time something happens to me, that's the first thing I say, God, what am I supposed to learn? Something I'm supposed to learn. What is it? Because I don't want to take this test again. Ask the universe, ask God, ask Yahushua, ask Jesus Christ, ask Muhammad, whatever term or name that you put on the energy, ask him or her. Because, see, as your energy grows, you become, as your energy grows, your knows or your knowing grows. In other words, you become more light. You become more authentic. You become more plasmic. That means you become more shareable. That means you become more marketable. See, it took me a long time because I saw people do bad behavior and they had a lot of money because I thought that God was like us. See, God doesn't look on a man's, God doesn't look on the outward appearances. He looks on the heart. Since the person has a pure heart, since their heart is shareable, then they are cashable, meaning that they draw money to them. So since my heart is not shareable, because I am trying to protect people by being dishonest, so I cannot, God cannot expand me. I can't blow up because I'm going to be on stage and somebody in the audience is going to come up to me and I'm going to try to protect them and they're going to ask me a specific question. Should I take this job? I got 3 kids. I hate this job, but, you know, I don't know if, you know, I don't know no other way to provide. Should I stay? I'm going to look at those 3 kids and I'm going to say, yeah, you probably should stay on that job. When in my gut and my intuition will tell me, quit, God will provide. But since I don't want to tell that person that, because that means they may have to go through some hardships. That means those little kids may have to eat ramen noodles for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. So me, I'm going to try to protect them. Instead of being honest with them, I'm going to try to say something to them that makes them feel good in the moment. That's going to avoid them from going through the valley. But if you don't go through the valley, you can't get to the mountain. If you don't go through the negative, you cannot experience the positive. And so it is not my job to try to play God and to protect people. The metaphysics of honor are simple. You cannot hide from the truth. Truth will set you free. It doesn't ask. So what I got to do and what you got to do is we have to let it go. See, I got to humble myself. I got to look at the truth and I got to fix the problems inside of me that doesn't measure up to the truth. What problems? fear, doubt, unbelief, emotional, whatever issues. Because again, the truth sets you free. It is the dark side of the giftedness. It is the dark side of the soul that keeps us bound. Now, remember, the dark side manifests itself as caring. Now, the dark side could manifest itself as, you know, taking. But the dark side usually manifests itself as being positive. Remember, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the metaphysics of honor, the metaphysics of honesty, the metaphysics of integrity that leads to abundance. It's simply, we got to understand this process. You have to be 100% correct in your future dealings with people. Heavenly Father, touch my mind, my spirit, my soul, and my body, and touch your people. Let me say this again. We cannot change the past. We can go back and we can take the lesson that we are supposed to learn. We can write it down. We can understand it. But from today forward, the metaphysics of honesty state, the metaphysics of integrity, that your abundance, that your wealth, that your money, Brother Will, your health, Brother Will, your knowledge and the quality of your relationships is tied to this one statement, Brother Will. Write it down. It is your ability to be 100% correct in your dealings with people, your dealings with people, your relationships with people. Now, the word correct is a very dangerous word. I need you to understand, this is important. Everybody's definition of truth is different. So, truth is in the eye of the beholder. It's like reality. Your perception is your reality. So now we have to be, my dealings must be correct. That means in the situation that I am in, my intuition is going to tell me what is correct, not what is true, not what is real. Because everybody's definition, your perception is your reality. There's people believe that, again, strapping a bomb on their waist and running into a building and blowing up people is true. There's some people believe that, again, worshiping a fat statue is true. There's some people that believe that worshiping Hare Krishna is true. There's some people that believe in worshiping Satan is true. Everybody's definition of truth is different. Now, the word truth, in the true definition of the word truth, according to the Helios Biblios of the Bible, is the word aletheia, which means objectivity, which means correct. Your dealings must be correct. Now, the word correct is what I need to clarify so that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice can under, over, and understand. Because when you meet somebody and you're talking to them today and moving forward, your dealings with them must be correct. Now, you can go to any great dictionary. Now, remember, never take the first definition. Always go down to the bottom of the page. And the word correct, it comes from the Latin, which means correctus, correctus. It means like how can I put this? It simply means to set something right. Every person that you deal with, your dealings with them should set that person right. It means to rectify. So every time I deal with somebody, my dealings with you When we do a one-on-ones, when we do counseling, when I do my shows, everything that I'm doing from today forward is to rectify. Now, the word rectify means to set right. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what that means. The word rectify means right and then I-F-Y. Right-a-fy. Right-a-fy. Rectify. Now, that word means to literally make straight. It comes from, again, a Latin word, where we get the English word rectus, the Latin word rectus, or the English word rectum. It means to make straight. It's the root. It means to make. So every person that I talk to, it is my job and it is your job. This is the metaphysics, again, of honor and integrity. It is my job to make sure that I am 100% correct in my dealings with you. Whether we're talking about finances, whether we're talking about health, whether we're talking about wealth, whether we're talking about wisdom, my job, again, is to make sure that I am honorable. In order for me to be honorable, in order for me to be fair, in order for me to be honest, in order for me to be 100% correct with everybody that I talk to, I need to, again, make straight. I need to make sure that everything that I'm doing is going to make you straight. So every time I do something, if whatever I do doesn't correct, if it doesn't, again, make you accurate, if it doesn't remove errors, now that's my intent. Whether you accept my intention, that's up to you. But my intention for today's show is for me to set you straight, to put you on the straight and narrow, to make you, again, wealthy, healthy, wise, and a great relationship. My intention is not to make you feel good anymore. My intention is not to make you feel bad. My intention is not to take your money. My intention is not to make you a subservient. My intention is not to make you a clone. My intention is not to build no damn cult following. My intention, again, is to only make sure that what I say helps you to remove the error and the faults in your life. That's my intent. That's all. My intention is to be correct with you. Not direct, but correct. That's my intention. Now, the word correct also has the word direct in it. What the word rect means. So my intention is to be accurately, so that way I can rectify, I can amend, I can remedy, I can warn, I can direct you to the accurate outcome for you, not for me. It is to make you free of error. That's my intention. So everybody that I deal with, my intention is no longer, see, I lived in a world where I thought that it was okay to tell people what they wanted to hear, so that way you smiled when you left. My intention was to always make people feel good. I wanted to be liked. So if I could make you feel good, you would like me. It was never my intention to put you on the straight and narrow path. That was never my intention. My intention was never to reduce the chaos in your life. My intention was never to set you right. My intentions were never. Now, again, I wanted to remove the pain out of people's life because of the level of pain that I experienced in my life. My intention, again, although it was good, my intentions, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So I just wanted to make people feel good. So I was a yes man. Now, again, I am not. That's one thing I'm definitely not doing. I am not a yes man. I buried that dude. From now on, I am an honest man. I am a transparent. Now, that's going to be a problem because everybody used to me telling them what they want to hear. So now I'm going to tell you things that actually allow you to make a correction, so that way you can see the error of your ways. That, again, you may that may make you feel good, but it also may make you pissed off. So now, the one-on-one, the messages, and if you've noticed, the tone has already changed. You've already sensed like, damn, Brother Will, man, he's winding a little tight. Brother's a little aggressive now. Freaking cursing and doing all, man, what's up with the brother? See, now, my actions are designed to make something correct, to make it good. So I am going to go back and I'm going to pay off. Payment is not monetarily. The payment is spiritual. It's metaphysical. What does that mean? That means I want you to go back and think about everybody that you emotionally cheated. Now, they will feel the release of the energy. All you got to do is do the work. Do what work, Brother Will? I want you to forgive yourself for being ignorant. That's what I did. So I went back and I forgave myself for doing stupid stuff. What stupid stuff did I do? I'm ashamed to tell you like the details. All I can simply tell you is that I did things to that I thought that was actually going to make a person feel good, and it did. I would do stuff. I would say things. I would say stuff that I know. I would see somebody that was extremely overweight, and they are knocking down, you know, food, and I would say something positive. Because, hey, you got pretty eyes or you got nice hair, which they did. But that is not correct. That is not authentic. That is not going to take them out of darkness and transform them into the marvelous light. That's not going to keep them from being dishonest with themselves. If somebody is extremely overweight, the honest thing to tell them, the correct thing to tell them, you need to consume less calories than you burn. So if you don't move today, you should not eat today. That's correct. So correct, remember, now this is, I'm talking about honor. I'm talking about true honor. True honor is you don't hide the truth from people. That's honor. A man of honor. And a man, I've been a man of dishonor because I know what people need, but I don't want to tell them the truth because it's going to hurt their feelings. So I purposely will not tell people things. The Blood God series I've known, but I didn't want to tell people because again, I didn't want to tell old people that, you know, if you got old blood, that's from the synagogue of Satan. Now the good news is that means old blood, that means that you are, as I talked about in the series, that means that you come from an aura from. That's the highest angel. So again, the highest angel fell down to the lowest spot. Because remember, the deeper the foundation, the taller the building. So therefore, if you got old blood, you are blessed beyond anybody else on the planet. Why? You can now return to your original, your prior existence with the Father. You can go back to being an orphan. All you got to do is exactly what it says in the book of Revelation. When he said the woman who was caught in adultery, he looked around and he said, woman, where are your accusers? And he told her, go and sin no more. That's all you got to do. So, in conclusion, everybody that's listening to me, go and sin no more. What does that mean? That means that we all have compassion, different levels. Now, I honestly wish that I was not given the gift that I have. Now, this is like Paul said, and this is how you know your purpose. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I don't know a lot of stuff, but the one thing I know is purpose. Paul went to Yahushua and he asked him three times to remove this thorn from me. He begged him, please, take this thorn from me. Now, remember, I told you, and I'm going to tell you again, your purpose is your most predominant problem that you can't solve. Your purpose ain't got shizness to do with what you're good at. That's why most people miss the boat on purpose. As you know, as I speak to you today, I'm still a functional illiterate. I never learned hooked on phonics. I don't know nothing about English grammar. If you read my books, you can tell. I don't know nothing about putting the predicate before the verb and sentence structure and all that stuff. I could not teach a course on creative writing, even though I got 50 books. I'm a functional illiterate. That's the thorn in my side. Notice why it was given. It was given, if you read the scripture, to keep you, me, from getting a big head. See, you want to go into the area that you're good at. See, I wanted to become a professional football player because I like knocking mother out. I loved running through people. You have no idea. It was exhilarating. That's why I blew both of my knees out, and I don't even have a hamstring in my right leg. It's gone. Whole hamstring gone. No, nothing there. Doc was like, man, we can't even, it's shredded. We can't do nothing. So everything that I wanted to do, because I was good at it, and I was like, hey, I'm going to do this because, hey, I'm good at this. The universe says, hell no. The universe says, yeah, that thing over there that you don't like, yeah, that's your calling. That's how you're going to make people correct. And so I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, that we all need to be men and women of honor. We all, and I'm speaking to myself, but I'm inviting you guys to listen because it might apply to you. See, your power comes from your ability to act in a way that makes things good. That's where your power comes from. Your payoff, again, doesn't come from telling people what they want to hear. Doesn't come from cheating people. Doesn't come from lying. Doesn't come from being manipulative. Doesn't come from having this covert life. Doesn't come to do none of that. See, all that stuff going to come back and bite you in the asparitis. See, what you got to do, brothers and sisters, you got to own your dirt. You got to go back. You got to see what you need to own it. Once you own it, you liberate it from it. You got to go. You got to own your dirt. You just got to go back and you got to take. See, atonement means accepting full responsibility for what you have done without making excuses and without trying to fix it. Being honest means you look a man or a woman in the eye and say, I am sorry, I did this to you. I own it. I take full responsibility for my actions. I realize that I hurt you because of the things that I've said or the things that I've done. Then that frees you up. It frees up your energy. Now you can expand. Now you can you go in and you correct the errors of your ways. You go back, and if anybody that you wronged, whether you go back and tell the person or not, it doesn't matter because you free up the energy. The energy returns to the person. Now, if you see the person and you can tell them, sure, tell them. But God is going to help the person get through. All you got to do is you have to be correct. So, brothers and sisters, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you can make all the money in the world. You can buy expensive stuff. You can do all this stuff. But if you don't have honor, if you don't have integrity, you don't have nothing. I've come to understand that the way that you carry yourself, your reputation is worth way more than your bank account. When somebody says my name, I want my name to be, it's not now, but moving forward, when people say Master Teacher 33, I want them to be able to say, hey, that brother, he tells the truth. I don't want them to say that. I don't want them to say I'm a man of God because there's a bunch of gods. They all know which God you're talking about. I don't want them to say that I'm good. I want people to say that I'm correct. I want people to say, I want on my tombstone when I die, that there was this is a man that had a lot of issues that he corrected. I'm going to correct my mistakes. And it's my prayer that you correct your own mistakes and you help other people correct theirs. My mission in life is to help you correct, so that you can live a correct life, to correct your mistakes. Doesn't mean that you go back and change them. It means that you go back and you learn from them, and you realize the pain that you've caused other people, and now you live your life in a manner where you don't hide the truth from people by trying to protect them because you don't think they're ready to handle it. You just simply tell them the truth, and you let the truth fall where it is what it is. Just make sure you know what the truth is. Don't hide from the truth, and don't hide the truth from other people. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you come out of dishonesty into honesty, by simply being truthful, simply being authentic, simply being transparent, simply being correct. Being correct simply means that every time you talk to somebody, remember, when you talk to people, when you're dealing with them, you want to set them straight, meaning not by going off at the mouth and talking down and being disrespectful to people. You set people straight by simply being truthful, being correct as best that you know how. That's how you step out of darkness into the marvelous light. So, brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Please join me for the Blood God series. Man, if you guys are not on that, please, it's very important, because this helps you to understand why you can't be correct. It has a lot to do with your blood. Very important. So, brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up, like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.
it had nothing to do with like music.
Yeah.